Welcome to Game Changer Podcast. I'm David Villa, and I am here alone today. Diana will not be joining me. She'll be back next week, but I'm going to talk to you guys about walking through the door of fear. Walking through the door of fear. Fear is a real thing, right? And you know, I know the acronym faith and fear and you know, false evidence appearing real. And I think there's truth to that, but the reality is fear, if you allow it, will grip you. Fear paralyzes. It actually causes more people to quit than failure does. So I'm going to talk about walking through the door of fear. And we have to walk through the door of fear regularly in life, in business, if we're going to get anywhere meaningful. And I want to start this by saying, Jesus, you're bigger, you're braver, and you're stronger than I am. Can we just declare that? That he is bigger, he's braver, and stronger than I am. And we need to put our hand in the hand of the Almighty. If you want a surefire way of getting rid of fear in your life, it is knowing that you have a God, an almighty God who is there, bigger than you are, right? And he has your back. And the Bible says in Timothy that we don't walk in the spirit of fear. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but we have power and love and a sound mind. And so we need burying our fears, though, is how they grow. I want to say that again. When you bury your fears, it's how they grow. You have to confront them, right? When we bring them into the light, fear begins to wither. So whatever fear we're facing, whatever fear you're facing today, can I just say this? Remember that you don't face it alone. The creator of the universe, come on, this has got to encourage you. He is beside you. He is within you, and he is for you. And the road to success, right? Happiness and fulfillment. That's the road that everybody wants to travel. Everybody's interested in the road to success, the road to happiness, the road to fulfillment is the road less traveled because it's the hardest route to take. So profit, let's look at profit for a second, right? Profit is the reward for labor, and poverty is the reward for trying to avoid pain. We make a life out of trying to avoid pain. And I'm not telling you to go stand in the middle of pain or don't invite pain into the situation. But, you know, profit is the labor and poverty is the reward for trying to avoid pain. And what the easiest road travelers don't understand is that pain, a pain-free life just doesn't exist, right? Faith, hope, goals, dreams, and purpose provide strength to put one foot in front of the other. And that's the way you do it. You just do it one day at a time. You put one foot in front of the other. And so, you know, a lot of times I've talked to people and I find that, you know, it's easy to spiral into a downward stinking thinking after a failure. You know, we look at in failures in careers and failures in our business and failures in our life. And we can, if we focus on those failures and we camp there, we stay there, we live there too long, then we begin to spiral into a downward stinking thinking path. So I'm just going to say this word three times, get up, get up, get up, right? You have to look for the positive and you have to choose to be grateful. So this is going to be more of a motivating podcast today. That's what happens when you get me without Diana. You're going to get the motivating words today. And hopefully this encourages somebody, but Jesus can do anything. You have to realize that the God you serve can do anything, even the impossible. He did it then. And we talk about it. We read about it in the Bible. You know, we talk about the stories. We talk about the patriarchs, you know, the men and women of God that are in the Bible. We preach about them. We talk about their triumphs. But do we realize that he is still God today? He did it then and he can do it now. He can take our average, mundane, everyday, unoriginal, non-Instagram worthy moments and he can use them for his kingdom. Matter of fact, those are the moments he uses most often, right? Those are the moments that aren't in the limelight. Those are the ones that aren't being documented. It's easy to put a post out there and look good, but is it easy to get up in the mornings when you don't feel like it? Is it easy to try again when you failed? And so he can take those moments and he can use them for his kingdom. So when what we have given is given to the Lord, it really doesn't matter what it is, right? When it's in his hands and not ours, it could be multiplied and used in miraculous ways. So I'm going to challenge you and I today to take inventory of the time, the resources, the talent, the passions, the energy that God has given you and give them back to him because he can do anything with our average. I'm going to say it again. He can do the extraordinary with our ordinary. So the key is deciding on just one way to offer a very average gift you have to God and others this week. You have to take the average gift. You have to look, you don't have the Midas touch. I don't have the Midas touch. We think that we have it all together, but the reality is that when we depend on Him, He takes the ordinary and makes it extraordinary. He takes the natural and makes it supernatural. He takes the average and makes it above average. So we can't live 100% of our lives modeled after the first 6 days of creation and then ignore day seven. Right? Day seven, even God Himself, He didn't get tired, but God, he patterned the creation in the first 6 days of creating everything that we see in heaven and in earth, including you and I. And then on the seventh day, He rested. So we have to work without shame and we have to rest without guilt. We can't try to create our own destiny outside of God's plans because He has more in store for us than what we can create on our own. And we have to realize that the vision He placed in your heart. The Bible says in Hebrews that He's the author, but He's also the finisher. And if God placed it in you, He's big enough to not only author it in you. We know that God's the God that starts things, that gives us the plans and the ideas, but He's also the God who finishes. And your presence and your purpose matter. You're irreplaceable. You're perfectly equipped. You're incredibly necessary to the work God has planned for you. I'm going to say that somebody needs to hear that. You are perfectly equipped and you are necessary to the work God's planned for you. We have two choices when it comes to facing obstacles, when it comes to the door of fear that's facing us, right? We could retreat or we can pursue growth. And change is scary, but when change feels scary, it's not because the change itself is going to bring about failure, but it's because I'm relying on my own strength to make it through. David has done that plenty of times. I'm not sure about you, but I've done that more times than I can count. And so when change feels scary, I'm relying on my own strength to make it through. I assume it's all up to me to make it work and to make it succeed, to make sure I don't look like a failure again. So when I choose to retreat, it's because I'm being reminded that on my own, I'm striving. I won't be able to make it all work out the way that I want it to. We have two choices, retreat or pursue growth. God is bringing a new thing because He has plans for me that are good, plans that are bring Him glory, and they're always designed to expand His kingdom. And He's not done with you. He's not finished with you. Your failure didn't discount you. It didn't end that dream. You know, I believe I'm speaking to people that might be sitting on the sidelines right now, and you go, you know, Dave, I've sat on the sidelines, and you know, I've really jacked some things up, and I messed some things up. Well, I've got good news for you: that God didn't cancel His destiny and His plan over your life because of your mistakes and your failures. He's not done with you. He's ready to do a new thing, and He is there with us every step of the way. The line between hustle and striving, the line between rest and laziness, right, is a delicate place to live. When we lean too far one way, we find ourselves relying on our strength instead of abiding in God's reminders that He is our strength. Did you get that? He's our strength. So when you try to do it yourself and you try to grind or hustle and you try to strive, or maybe you're, you know, you struggle with laziness or you struggle with an apathetic spirit right now, you got to be reminded that God is the source and He's the strength, not you. You know, Walt Disney was famously fired from his job at a news station for, quote, lacking creativity. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player arguably of all time, did not make the final cut during his sophomore year in high school. When evaluating Albert Einstein, a teacher who was quoted as saying he would, quote, never amount to much. That's his words. You know, you have to try and try again until you gain traction. You got to lean on God as well as family and friends, and you got to push through and never give up. We all possess personal greatness, but the key is to work hard and to make it through until you reach success. And you can do that only with God. You know, He's on your side. You don't only have a coach, but you got a player coach. You don't only have a savior, but you have a friend. You know, He's the God of the universe, but He's also the friend that sticks closer than a brother, the Bible says. If it's in your heart, somebody needs to hear this, and it won't go away and you can't find satisfaction until you do something about it, then that dream within your heart, I believe, is a God destiny for your life. But you can't expect its achievement to be easy. Rather, you got to expect the battle for that worthy prize to be difficult and lengthy. You got to expect opposition. You have to expect criticism, but don't let that deter you. Don't let that discourage you or daunt you. Go for it. Do something about that business opportunity that's in front of you. Pursue that college degree if it's going to help you get to where you want to go. Write that book you've always wanted to write. Record that song. Launch that business. Quit talking about it. Quit worrying about it. Quit thinking about it and just do it. The world rewards action, not thought. So adjust your mindset. Set your fears aside and take action. My wife had a thought that she shared the other day. She said, don't be so caught up in what did or didn't happen yesterday that you forget to show up today. You have to forget, as we talked about in the recent Bible plan, in a recent podcast episode, you have to forget, you have to focus, and you have to move forward. That's holy hustle. Ruth in the Bible wasn't motivated by popularity or recognition. Gathering grain was hard. It was backbreaking work. It wasn't fancy. It wasn't famous or impressive. It was humbling. Ruth's work had meaning and purpose, and I believe yours does too. Can I just say this? The fight is fixed, and you are the winner. You can read in the back of the book. You can go to Revelation, and you can see that we win this thing. It's a fixed fight, but you got to be in the game with the right teammate. You got to have God on your side. We don't need to do it all. We just need to do all of what God has given us in this season. I'm going to say that again. We don't need to do it all. Matter of fact, there's some things that you probably need to stop doing. We don't need to do it all. We just need to do all of what God has given us in this season. And we don't need to worry about what next season is going to look like, because seasons change. And he's going to give us grace for the season. He's going to give us joy for the journey. What if Ruth had gone out to seek work that would make her feel important instead of doing the work that would put her right where God wanted her? She may have missed the harvest entirely, as well as the blessings God wanted to give her as he redeemed her family. She was in the right place at the right time with the right Jesus. Maybe you've been serving faithfully in a role that you love, but you feel frustrated that you don't see the fruit of your work. Stop striving and start serving. Stop striving and start serving. When we stop striving and we begin to serve, we begin to trust God to harvest what we're faithfully planting. When you plant something, you can fully expect a harvest. When you plant apple seeds, you can expect not to get corn, not to get tomatoes, but you're going to get apples. And so when you've been serving faithfully in a role that you love and you feel frustrated and you don't see the fruit of your work, you got to stop striving and start serving. Trust God for the harvest that you're faithfully planting. We spend so much time trying not to get hit by the closing doors that we lose the ability to see the open doors God's putting in our path. We get frustrated that this door slammed and this door closed and I can't get this door open and I can't push this door open. I can't unlock this door. And we get so frustrated and fixated on what's closing and what is closed in front of us, we lose the ability to see the open doors that are right in front of us that God's saying, hey, I got this thing wide open for you. You just have to do it my way. So we can't quit. We got to keep going. We got to push through and we got to press on. Unfortunately, many times we give up just when we should persevere a little bit longer. You know, I think Babe Ruth's famous for saying the quote that it's hard to beat somebody that won't quit. Perseverance is something that is discounted. Perseverance is something that is pushed aside, and it's not recognized for the powerful word that it is. And when we give up, we should be persevering just a little longer. Paul encourages us in Galatians 6. He said, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, there's a proper time, but there's also an improper time. But he said at the proper time, we're going to reap a harvest if we don't give up. There's a proper time. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to water. There's a time to fertilize, and then there's a time for harvest. And God said that if you and I plant and water, he actually kind of discounts that, so much so, because he said, if you plant and water, if you just focus on me, I'm going to bring about the harvest. So don't get discouraged in the delays that you give up on the pursuit of your purpose. Many of us have gotten so discouraged in the delays that we've just sat down on our purpose. We've sat down on the sidelines and we said, I must have misread this, or this is not going to happen the way that I thought it was going to happen. But can I just say, trust the process. God's developing you for the plan he's created you to live out. I'm thinking of a photographer of old when they take film. They used to take film, and now, you know, it's just so easy. We just take a picture with our phone and we can see it. We can put some filters on it and we can have a post set up in no time. But if you looked at the way they used to develop film, they had to carry those negatives into a dark room. And it was in the dark room that the negatives were removed so that what was brought out into the light would be the finished product. It was what you initially looked through the viewfinder of your camera. And then you saw that finished product. That would make a great photo. That's what I want to see. And you take that picture and they take this film and it's just a bunch of negatives. And they take those negatives into a dark place, into a process, and they begin to remove the negatives from the film. And that's called development. And they begin to develop that film. And there was a process to that development. But when they were finished with the development, what was unveiled was what you initially, it was actually better than what you initially could envision in the beginning. So trust the process, because God is developing you and I for the plan that he's created us to live out. It's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to want to quit when you're tired and you're worn out. If you want to be great, you must go beyond the place where those who aren't great stop. If you want to be great, you got to go beyond the place where the average quit. You got to go beyond the place where just the normal stop. And you got to say, you know what? I can't do this, but I serve a God that handles the impossible and makes it possible. All things are possible through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. You're greater, a lot greater than you think you are. Why? Because you serve a God who says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So today, right now, write down one thing that you're going to do until it hurts. One thing that you're going to do until completion. One thing that you're going to finish. Regardless of the pain, regardless of the frustration, regardless of the delays, regardless of what distractions come against you, regardless of what obstacles you face, quitting is not an option. If followed, you can push and break through any perceived barrier, anything that stands in your way. The Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Let that standard be raised in your life. Let that standard be raised to counter those barriers that you face in your life. You'll be fully investing all your talents and passions to accomplish things that you haven't done before. We've all pushed. We've all felt exactly what I'm talking about today, but how often do we do it? Some of the greatest accomplishments throughout history are marked by our capacity as humans, right, to push through. Our capacity as believers to push through. Incredible moments of physical, mental, spiritual, relational, financial, emotional pain to reach new heights and new goals. So I'm going to challenge you with this. Press on. You might be at your breaking point, the moment of greatest strain where somebody or something's going to give way. It's that breaking point where if it keeps going this way, something's going to give way. You're going to do one of three things when you get to your breaking point. You're going to either break down, which is to fail under pressure. You're going to break out, which is to quit. Come on, you've done that before. Or how about this one? You're going to break through, which is an act or instance of moving through or beyond an obstacle, a sudden advance. How many need a sudden advance, a suddenly advance, right? Suddenly, I'm doing a new thing. Don't you see it? That's what God said in his word. I'm going to declare this. You will break through. If he came through for you yesterday, why would he abandon you today? Amen. I hope you enjoyed this today. I hope this is encouraging you to just push a little further, to try one more time, to get back up, to brush the dust off your feet, and say, God, I'm going to trust that you're going to bring me through to the place, the fruit of the purpose that you've called in me. If you've enjoyed this, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel or our Spotify or Apple podcast channel. We release a new episode every single Wednesday at 10 a.m. on those platforms. If you're following us on social media, if you're not, make sure you follow us on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow our Game Changer podcast on Instagram as well. And when you post, make sure you tag us. We'd love to see what God's doing in your life. Today is a great day. This is the day, I believe, for a new beginning and a fresh start for many of us. Diana will be back next week, and we look forward to another episode of Game Changer podcast. I'll talk to you then.